I was just going to say, I've done it both ways. I've got the fully automatic tuner, you know, so it tracks and all that. But I find it's always getting out of sync, and it just was driving me nuts. So I just went to an up-down switch and an SWR bridge, and, you know, and the radio has one. And basically, you know, like Gary was saying there, I just run the thing, you know, I know which direction. I put some tape on it to kind of, you know, kind of show, you know, and you can kind of see in the rearview mirror when it's, you know, close, if I got to run it a really long way. But basically, you can hear it peak up, the noise. And once you hear that noise peak, you're right there. You just got to then just kind of bump it a little bit, and you're right on. So I found that just using a switch and peaking on noise, you know, and then doing the final tune with the SWR was, you know, for me, just much more convenient, much more reliable. So anyhow, this